Court Press.
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hi everyone, welcome to Full Court Press, all things NBA. I'm your host Wesley, with me as always, Rabbit in the Bagman. Hello fellas.
Hey Wes.
Hey Wesley.
How's it going?
Season
going
two.
Good?
First week of the season, so
six
stoked.
Games in.
I have no life again and I love it.
Yeah, our girlfriends hate us. It's back to where we want to be.
We're not going to talk about the Lakers very much, but I did see this on the Gazette this morning. Porn star offers sexual favors for the Lakers players for 47 wins.
Whoa.
Did anyone see this?
No.
I thought that had happened in a previous season. Or maybe in a different sport or something. I saw someone was going to give out gobbies for wins.
Oh, that's great.
Well, with Julius Randle breaking his leg, I think it is.
Yeah.
Too bad they're not going to get blowjobs this season.
They're 0-5.
Yeah.
A porn star offered a generous offer for sexual favors for each player, she tweeted, if they win 47 games.
Wow.
Bag's not going last.
Yeah.
That'd be brutal. Can we pour one out for Steve Nash?
Yeah, 100%.
It's all over.
Very interesting.
So we're going to start off with a new segment, and it's called Around the World. Rabbit, do you want to explain this?
This is my segment. Well, it's just a sort of a topical, you know, goings-on around the league. I feel like it's a good little way to cover a few issues and relate it back to basketball. I was going to say horse, but you didn't like that.
Well, you got to have a winner and a loser.
Mm.
And this around
and
the world.
There's
is
no
just,
losers on this podcast.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Well, why don't you kick us off? You want to start with.
I'm going to start with my favorite call since I've been watching basketball, and it was by Barkley commentating against. With Cleveland opening night with the Knicks. And he was pretty torture, I thought, the whole way through.
He kind of sucks on
he
the Broncos.
He does.
He's getting worse and worse, I think.
He's almost
terrible.
Going senile
terrible.
Or something. Anyway, point being, he came up with this gem, though, where he said, because they were sort of hosing, they were like claiming Steve Kerr made the right call, not coaching the Knicks, coaching Golden State, obviously.
Mm.
He said that Phil Jackson threw Derek Fisher under a bus by coaching the Knicks team this year, which I thought was pretty old on. No? Hating on it. It was sort of justified.
Why
like,
are they showing Lakers games?
Well, he said that too.
Why
I was getting
are
to
they
that.
Showing
I was
Lakers
getting
games?
To that. But I thought it was just classic that I hate Fisher. So I love the fact that Phil Jackson, yeah, threw him under a bus. I think it's great.
Because
he's probably going to be gone next year. And then Phil will come in with free agency and go, I'm the savior and everything. And Fisher will be gone.
All right.
Yeah.
So just to sum up. In this Around the World segment, we're each going to choose one team that we want to talk about. We're going
to
talk about them.
Any
for about
issue you want, just to go and
minutes.
Go.
Yeah,
card have to be
launch.
A team. Yeah, anything.
Well, let's kick it off.
Rape charge, anything. Whatever.
Rabbit, you're up first. Who you want to go with?
I want to talk about OKC and just how much trouble they're in at the moment.
Injuries.
Well, we're talking about them not being in the playoffs, and I had them at second in the West.
Yeah,
you know,
he did.
They could be in a world of trouble. When
I had
you lose,
them at first.
When you, if you haven't heard, Westbrook's out 3 to 4 weeks. Durant's out.
Broken foot.
Yep. It's getting real gross out there in Oklahoma now.
Yeah, don't forget Andre Roberson also out.
Critical.
Harry Jones.
Critical.
Yeah.
But Lamb, Reggie Jackson,
Morrow.
He's just back,
well,
I think.
And it's all up to Reggie Jackson now.
And Ibaka.
And Ibaka, that's
but
right.
But I don't see it. I
did you hear about Kendrick Perkins and Ibaka supposedly freezing out Reggie Jackson during his first game back because he was being too selfish with the ball?
Wow.
So they were getting defensive rebounds and they'd go to outlet it and wouldn't pass it to anyone but Reggie because he was taking too many shots.
Wow.
And Perkins sort of admitted afterwards, he's like, I'm not really proud of how I was, but Reggie's a bit of a dick.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So
great,
like,
perfect timing for the chemistry of the team, right?
Yeah. It's
That's
unbelievable.
Heavy. Yeah.
Well, at the same time, though, Reggie Jackson has stated that he wants to be a starter on a different team, right? He said he doesn't want to resign. He thinks he's starter quality, so he's probably trying to prove himself.
And that's probably rattled the chemistry now.
Absolutely.
But he's probably right. Yeah. And what better opportunity are you going to get than that? He's got to get paid too, you know? Like, it's a contract year.
This actually brings me to my first yes or no, if you don't mind.
Ooh. Let's do it.
Will Ibaka do a Kenneth Faried while Durant and Westbrook are out and just take over, dominate, kick ass? By Kenneth Faried, I mean what he did in the European...
In the Olympics.
Olympics.
In the World
Cup. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, he's already hit... Or going into last night's games, I think he'd hit more threes than anyone. And he's
in the whole league.
Yeah, he
what? Hit
10
the whole league.
Yeah, in the first over the first three games, he'd hit 10 threes or something.
Crazy.
Because he went ballistic a couple of nights ago.
You don't want
ago.
Him shooting threes.
But he's not going down. But
they're still losing.
But remember last time that Westbrook got injured, he sort of did fuck all. And it's and I was worried that him being the sole focus of the offense was going to be real bad, but he's actually looking really good. He's throwing everything up. He's shooting an amazing percentage, and
they're still losing.
And I don't think Durant's going to come back anytime soon. Like, he was on the sideline today's game with a full leg cast.
Yeah.
Like, it's not looking great. And Durant, Westbrook was dressed hilarious.
Isn't this a bit scary if you're sort of like the ownership OKC or Scott Brooks or whatever? Because if this season ends up being like a real mediocre one, or he's walking, you know?
Yeah. And the window might be closing.
Heavy.
I think it's closed.
It could be done before it even sort of started this season.
It felt like 2 years ago, the window was going to be open for a decade.
How many titles are they going to win, et cetera. Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, and
shame, though.
Almost every other week now, you hear about Durant and Washington, and is he going to go to Washington?
Oh,
and
fuck just I hope he does.
Talking about it amazing. And talking about it.
But they got. I guess we're going to find out soon, because like over the next week or so, they got Milwaukee, Boston, Detroit, and Utah.
Mm.
So if there's any chance of making the playoffs, they got to win at least a couple of those
games. If they go 10-20 over the next couple of next month or so, or further, can they make the playoffs at that? Even
you got to win 50 games
at least
to make the
West. Dallas won 47 last year and made it. I think I don't see it.
No, it's going to be tough.
Oh.
Maybe with Westbrook, maybe they had a chance, but no.
And, yeah,
but like, it's just such bad luck. Like, any team loses their two best players and it's over, you know, in this league.
It makes it pretty interesting for Portland as well.
Huge.
Now, because they're winning the division playing 500 ball, and that's going to get you a
third?
Home playoffs. Fourth at worst.
Yeah.
So how huge is that for them? And they could play 500 ball season, they could sustain a semi-major injury and still, you know, make the playoffs with a losing record if they can, you know, keep it together, but there's no reason why they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So that's huge, I reckon.
All right, well, I guess it's my turn. I'm going to go with the young and gun Utah Jazz, who I find exciting to watch again.
The Jazz, baby.
Let's start with Gordon Hayward's shot to win the game over the Cavs.
That
exciting.
That block on LeBron was definitely goaltending, just quietly.
And another Aussie on the team, Exum, who seems to be actually doing a lot better than when he played for Australia.
Yeah. How do we feel about the nickname he's been given?
What is it?
Crocodile Dante.
Oh,
fuck.
Dog shit.
Really?
Yeah, really bad.
So bad. Is that worse than PG-13?
Yes.
I think it probably is.
Yeah,
but he's got like...
Crocodile.
He does sort of have like... He's got a shitload of teeth, Dante Exum,
no,
doesn't he? Still doesn't.
Fuck. It's just like... Cool. It's just typical American people that have never left their country.
Yeah.
And they still... Use that stupid movie.
We could do so much better.
But yeah,
what are your suggestions?
Oh, for Exum.
Got an Exum?
Is yeah, that there you go.
Got Exum.
Yeah, that's better.
What about the X Factor? Oh.
Yeah. Too easy. I mean, you know, it would have to come organically, but I feel like we could do much better.
Yeah.
I just think they're actually exciting to watch again, though.
I think they're better, like surprisingly better than we thought they'd be.
Mm.
They're going to compete every night. You couldn't say that last year, I don't think.
I watched like the fourth quarter of that game and the crowd were losing their minds, obviously because Cleveland were in town, but still, great energy. He was speechless after the game as well, Hayward.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. So there's energy there and that's a big win. It might get them on a bit of a roll. At least they're not going to be the worst team in the West.
And,
who knows? Playoffs, maybe. Who knows? Too early to call.
I don't think so.
I'm just fucking with you.
And Derek Favors is playing pretty amazingly well. So he's only a baby still. He's only 23 or 24 or something. And
everyone
signs.
In that team isn't under 25 or something ridiculous. Do you mind if I just bust out a quick douche segment? We did a quick around the world. We'll play it again.
Okay.
After
sure.
douche segment. But I thought it'd be fun to just bust it out.
It's not a problem with me.
Yeah. All right. Now it's time for douche of the week. My douche of the week is tied between Shaquille O'Neal and Sir Charles Barkley.
Oh, wow.
For the stupid True Detective sketch they did. I don't know if anybody's seen it. Have you seen it?
I wish I hadn't seen it. I wish I could unsee it. It was so shit.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. You know, you look back at like the 90s and the 80s and the cheesy shit that they did and went, oh, we're all past that now. And we're not at all.
What happened? I'm
just a horrible...
Like a fake audition tape to audition for True Detective Season 3.
The dialect made no sense whatsoever. And, you know, you were talking about Charles Barkley getting a little bit weird.
Senile.
I reckon it's time to...
It's happening.
Yeah, and don't ever let him talk about a game during a game.
Dude, he's getting political. Like he's chiming in on like black issues and stuff like that, and
can
saying
we confirm or deny that he's had a stroke?
I said he had a stroke last season.
Did
it
he? Looks,
it, someone should do something about
it's
it. You know,
a real strokey vibe.
It's concerning. About him. it's really concerning.
All right, well, that's my douche. Who you got?
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, mine is you know, it was a beautiful set play. It didn't quite work out for Indiana against the Wizards. They were down two with 12 seconds to go.
I know what you're going to say.
And a beautiful drawn up open three ball, except Roy Hibbert took it.
Yeah, what?
How the fuck does that happen?
What?
And it was awful. It was a massive brick. And the worst thing is I was like reading up about this and people were like, oh, it's not terrible. Yes, it fucking is. Roy Hibbert took like a totally makeable game winning shot. There was anyone else there. Yeah. Like, why is he even on the court? They were going for the win. So why not have five competent shooters out there?
Well, I think he was meant to
he's set meant to set a back pick,
and then he just flared out. And he just flared out like, whatever.
But the
and
problem
the ball
was,
came to him.
Well, Nene made an awesome read. Mm. He was like, he was out there, out of the 3-point line. Nene's like, I'm not going anywhere near that. And so that pass that was meant to go to Copeland in the corner wasn't on anymore.
It was gross.
But, yeah, so shit play, but like, terrible.
It was extremely douchey. I will say, though, his attitude and his aggression the start of the season is like a completely different player.
But he also didn't score in that game.
Yeah.
Give me all the attitude you like.
Great,
but like, if you're an
he's
all-star,
been terrible. He hasn't been
not every
good.
Game. Well, not every game.
He scored 2 points the other night against someone. It was gross.
All right, hit me with your douche of the week.
Can anyone remember who we said should be taking his meds but perhaps didn't last podcast or
DeMarcus
two?
Cousins
no,
or
close.
The big guy from the Bucks,
no.
Sanders.
Hey, no.
Tony Allen.
Yep, Tony Allen.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't been keeping up, Tony Allen. And it wasn't even like a crucial play. Anyway, it's like 10 minutes in the third. It's like 2 minutes into the third quarter, I should say. I think he fouled Ashik or something. Maybe just had a SPAC attack, turns around and smashes a camera, like bitch slaps a camera. You know, forgetting that camera is kind of like right next to a dude's head.
It's attached to some old cunt's face.
And bang, like...
And you got a nosebleed.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's blood, but it was like... It was
a little bit of something.
It looked he was dabbing.
Douchey.
Yeah, he was looking for it.
Such a douchebag thing to do. And then later...
Did
he
get a fine?
Know, yeah.
15K?
Gosh. Yeah,
it
was
worth so dumb.
Wow.
But afterwards, it's pretty funny because the cameraman was actually like, yeah, it's cool. Don't make a big deal about it. Whatever, his name's Bo Bradley. He's like, yeah, it's cool. I'm mates with Tony. You had a good game. Congrats on a double-double. And you're like, what?
What a dude.
Yeah. Oh, although, cool. Apparently, Tony, you know, apologized numerous times and it's a storm in a teacup and whatever. But pretty, you know, like, loose thing to
pretty
do.
Pretty douchey.
And it's Rodman-esque to totally. Attack a cameraman.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty easy douchebag of the week for me.
All right. That's douche of the week. Let's go straight back into Around the World. Hit me, Rabbit. What do you got next?
I wanted to talk about just some teams that have been really impressive and... A quick shout out to Sacramento,
who are Sacramento.
Doing very surprising. Cousins is a beast at the moment. If you haven't noticed, probably the best big man in the NBA. I said it over six games.
Wow, that's so hasty.
Oh, I said over
There's
six games.
That's happened though.
Six
You're
games.
Right.
Have you not heard of Anthony Davis?
No, I say Cousins is better. I've been watching highlights. His moves. He's got a low post.
Look,
he's
jumped
got drop
over on
steps.
The Anthony Davis bandwagon.
I know.
He's on my fantasy team. He's like,
wait a minute. Have you heard of Anthony Davis?
I'm just saying over a four game span.
Yeah,
I completely agree with what you're saying though.
Over six games. I'm calling Cousins best man. Anyway, that's irrelevant
to
this
point.
No, hold
on. You're right, though.
I think so.
There's a reason why he's changed. He's had a complete mental...
It's because he went to with the World Cup.
I don't buy any of that shit.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, when you watch Phoenix Suns game today, he has multiple opportunities to lose his shit and absolutely is a team player. He's... doesn't overreact. It's like he's a completely different person. There was one moment in the game where the coach ran out to yell at the ref, and DeMarcus Cousins grabs the coach and goes, "Get back in here. We got a game to win." And you're
maybe
like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
Maybe he's on
DeMarcus Cousins. What?
Has he got Tony Allen's
whatever,
meds or something? Maybe
you're right. Yeah. It is about him being on the dream team. But whatever he learned on that, I swear to God, he's a completely different human being.
I'm not getting ahead of myself either. I'm
no,
just
but
saying
it's important because
first six games. If you had to call it who's the best, I would say he's playing really well. So anyway,
he is.
I'm with you.
And
yep.
It would be those fourth quarter moments where he would have a brain snap.
Yeah. Wait
the
till the chips are there because they're winning. When they're not winning, yep. Watch the wheels come off because things are going good at the moment. He's riding high on the wave. But when shit gets gnarly, he got fouled out in 22 minutes the other night. Like,
I think he'll always get fouled out. I don't think that's the thing. It's the way he reacts to it.
Why don't you two chill the fuck out? It's only like six games.
Well, we're going to beat him off because he hasn't got a tech in six games? Like,
no, I'm beating him off because he's averaging like 25 and 12. It's awesome.
Like, he's playing amazing. Yeah. I'm not going to deny that.
And Rudy Gay is doing good things. It was just a quick shout out to Sacramento. I'm
why
just
is Rudy Gay playing good,
well.
Though?
Well, I mean, he's good. Maybe the chemistry is good.
Had that eye surgery.
The ownership there is pretty eccentric. It's new. You know, they're trying new things.
Is he up for a contract?
The owner, the owner threw out like we're thinking about incorporating a new defense. It's like 4-on-5 with one dude who just cherry picks and sort of sits at half court. And everyone's like, what the fuck? But it's like, this guy thinks outside the box. It's how he made his movements. Anyway, whatever.
No, I was going to say that's what Rabbit does.
Yeah. Anyway, the Grizz are playing real well. Got to be excited about them.
Yep. But I didn't see that going, but you did. You called it straight away. I can't believe how good they're playing.
But I'm just so impressed with Houston, I got to say. I thought they would have started, you know, maybe a little bit subpar, especially because they didn't get Bosch and it was like a bit of a letdown with their summer, their free agency stuff. But man, they've been so impressive. Ariza has slotted in well. Looks like his form's carrying over from Washington. It's awesome.
Can we give ourselves a little pat on the back for saying that we're all pretty happy with the Ariza?
So happy.
Yeah.
Going for Parsons thing and that we would have done that if we were Houston. And...
Yeah, 100%. He's looking, what's the owner's name again? Oh, Morey.
Daryl Morey.
Morey, looking GM. Really vindicated in not matching that because he paid $8 million for Ariza and Parsons was 15 a season, wasn't it? Or something.
Yeah.
So they look great. Harden, we give him a lot of shit, but he's been playing so well. Mm. And he's passing. His assists are up.
He's getting blocked a lot.
He's taking the right shots. Yeah, but that's cool. He's averaging 26 and 7 assists.
He's
like,
my fantasy gold.
Oh, man. And like the right shots, like they're not too glory.
He seems to be
a bit more intelligent
this time. Yeah.
I think he's settled into his role a bit better, which equals shots for Harden, which equals good shots for Ariza. Beverly's come on hot. Mm. Even Terrence Jones is like.
And
doing
what
his
about
thing.
Your someone demolition man Jason Terry just unfroze him at least. It's like 2011 all over again.
Don't want to eat my words, but he's. Playing well as well. He's still a dick, but you know.
But that's the product of being on that sort of a team.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you could throw out any two guys with Howard, Harden, and Ariza.
Well, and Howard is in the mood for it.
It's interesting it's now. Cool. Beverly and Terrence Jones are both injured, so they're super thin.
But you can't deny Houston look real good.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Absolutely.
Super impressed.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, should we go on to yours, Batman?
Yeah.
What do you got for us around the world?
Around the world.
Sorry. What do you got for us, Batman?
One thing I was really excited about prior to the season starting was the NBA's new replay center.
Man, and is it a center? TVs, it's in Virginia, I think
it's in
CIA is there.
The replay capital of America.
Yeah.
It's huge.
If it hasn't
intense.
Been said, apparently it's state of the art. I heard that. Yeah.
How much quicker has everything gotten?
Well, I'll give you some statistics, actually. Apparently, the average time for a replay last year was 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Thus far, this season's 49 seconds.
Oh.
But it feels like the replays I've seen haven't been fucking 49 seconds, I'll tell you that
no
much.
Way.
I don't understand why it can't be a rugby league system where they go to the replay center.
And they decide away.
Yes, and all the nerds in the replay center decide.
Yep.
I was thinking, they've got enough cunts working there.
Yeah. Yep. And for those of you in Croatia who don't know what rugby league is, it's Australian rules football.
Well, it's like, you know, they use a third umpire in cricket. They use it in heaps of sports now. Tennis have the fucking line, you know, all that shit. Rely on technology. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
And also, what would happen is if you had the same guys in the same, in that center, consistently reviewing similar plays, you get consistency.
Yep.
At the moment, you're not going to get consistency because they're just like, here's every epic angle we can get you, and then we're just going to sit here and let you guys decide still. So it's still going back to the refs. They just give them the best camera angle a little faster, right?
Yeah, and they're not talking about fouls. We're talking about touches going out of bounds and travels or not even travels, like things of that nature.
Yep.
And, you know, shot clock, things like that. Like, going, it doesn't take an NBA referee to do it. Sure, there's got to be D-League refs, refs in training, retirees.
100%.
Anyone who can look at a video screen, like, we could
make
all
the call.
Do it.
Make the call.
I don't think it's always black and white
Red
stuff.
Light, green light. Let's just get it going.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Here's the decision.
I reckon you could cut it down even more. Another totally. 20 seconds at least.
Totally. Players want to get on with it. They're sick. It's like an extended timeout where they're just sitting there waiting, just standing around. They lose momentum.
It doesn't allow you to either. You know when like someone comes jumping over your back and smacks you in the back of the arm and your hand happens to
hits
be on
the ball.
They smack your arm and it goes out.
Yeah.
And so if no foul's called, they can't review the foul.
What happened last year in the playoffs? Remember we spoke about it with
more
Chris
than
Paul.
Once. Yeah, more than once it happened. Yep. And so like in that instance, the replay center is forced to make a call about who it came off out of bounds on.
Yeah.
But you know, it should be like, oh yeah, that's a foul. Mm-hmm. But you know, in this instance, we're just going to give him the ball because that's the way basketball should
totally.
Be.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
I love it.
It's a bit of a shame.
Thought it was
going
to be cooler, but if it's cutting them down by 30 seconds, you beauty. But
I think when we get closer to playoffs, it won't cut them down at all. I think it's actually a conspiracy theory. I think that has been set up there the whole time, but people have been complaining about how long it takes. That they're now like, oh well, it's because we've got a dedicated center, and they're going to just kind of relaunch it. But I reckon it's always been there.
I think it's
been there for years.
You might
that
be
replay
right there.
Center. Mm. It's not going anywhere. I'm going to just take the around the world. We were supposed to take the Timberwolves, but I'm going to just hit you up with just a question instead. Getting paid to not be fat. There's a good way to lose weight. Apparently, Boris Diaw makes an extra $500,000 this year if he doesn't gain weight.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, and he's got incentives, $250,000 for All-Star, and then after the All-Star, another $250,000. And it makes me think, should NBA teams pay their players for other things other than weight? Because I think that's the only thing they can kind of legally do. Like, maybe don't smoke weed will give you another 100,000.
They should have paid Rasheed Wallace more money to not smoke weed.
Yeah. Or tech fouls. I don't know. That's,
no money for, like, fucking hookers in the playoffs.
But aren't they already getting paid to do that? Like, aren't they, their contract says, like, these are the things you need to do. Like, it's pretty obvious if you smoke weed, you know, you get three strikes. Those rules already exist.
Yeah, you're a multimillionaire. Don't send pictures of your dick to people.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying
but
about
the
weight
thing.
But we're
going to give you an extra $500,000 if you really don't send your dick pictures. And they'd be like, all right, I'm seriously not going to
send your dick. So is DL for San Antonio and Pop, they're like, fuck, this guy keeps like losing, gaining
weight.
Well,
he's French. You know, he's sitting there dipping in the croissant.
Are you generalizing
a little bit of red wine.
Stop generalizing with.
No.
Isn't it sort of like, hey man, like, I'm going to fine you for getting fat. Like, stop getting fat.
No, it's like incentives.
Isn't training camp meant to do that? You know, like, this is what the weight... Remember Pat Riley and
how do you
the Nazi? He was, well, Pat Riley was a Nazi and he had,
Shaq.
Like, Shaq on her, like, your body mass index has to be this, and he just...
Yeah, but Shaq didn't listen. He just got fined all the time.
Well, so he got fined. So what's the difference in incentives? You know, like, that's kind of weird to me.
I'm just saying, do you think the NBA should do other things?
No.
Like, give him more money for not smoking weed, not... fucking hookers,
I not think anyone
drink
needs,
driving.
They're getting paid millions.
No,
they should
money.
Do it.
All right, cool. Well, that's another full around the world. This is working out good. I like it.
Okay, I'm glad you like
so
it.
So surprised. Yeah.
What
it's
do you
going
think?
Well.
Do you mind if I hit you with a couple more yes or no's, or should we hit the hypothetical?
Do you want to come back to one more around the world? Or
we are
going to
come
back to it.
We're definitely going to come back.
Yeah. Hit us with some yes and no's.
All right.
I'm feeling good.
All right. So the other day on, was it Open Court? Sorry, let me just get this. Let me start this from the top here.
Paper rustling makes it sound more prestigious.
This just in. So on Open Court, Isaiah is now being let back into the family circle of basketball people, I guess, or whatever. And they were talking about stretch fours. And other than Dirk Nowitzki, the argument was that you couldn't have a stretch four lead your team to the playoffs, like a Aldridge or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah looked at Charles and said... you know, back then, you know, even though Charles was a bit of a stretch four, we knew you'd only play 45 minutes. We knew we'd get you fouled out by the end of the game. So, you know, we knew you weren't going to play the whole game. And then he kind of finished with this kind of deep emo thing. He said, we don't play chess anymore. We play checkers, referring to old school basketball versus modern day. Do you agree with that statement?
I think it's like the fucking complete opposite of that. The modern day basketball is so much more thought out and planned and...
complex.
Yeah.
100%.
Then you used to... You watch, like, we were watching a retro game of the Run TMC Warriors playing against Sacramento. Oh, it was just after because Mitch Richmond got traded. So it's like that era. And you're like, oh, golden era ball. And they barely pass it to each other.
It was gross. I watched Seattle versus Denver game 5 when Denver beat Seattle in that 1v8 thing. Gross.
Yeah, it's not
gross ball.
A lot of one out, just isolation.
Maybe a pick and roll, but not executed well. It's just for the ball handler go to the ring. Like, no intention of passing it or anything.
Yeah, and like Mitch Richmond was shooting like walk-up threes without anyone near him. Like, going, that would never, ever happen now.
No, I think it... I agree.
See, you it's disagree.
I agree with Bagg. I disagree with Isaiah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all a dumbass statement.
Here's another one. So, just really quickly, shout out to my buddy Hud, who he's a massive Bulls fan, and he hates the Bulls commentator. You know, Jimmy Buckets, that guy, you know, is like,
oh, Stacey
razzle
King.
Dazzle. Stacey Lou King. Dangerous. Yeah, he hates Stacey King.
Yeah, fair enough. Guy's torture.
What do you guys think of him?
I reckon like 80% of like the home court announcers are shocking.
I still think nothing's worse than the Clippers. They sound like two camp guys talking about the fantastic sport that is basketball.
Because that's what it is. Like 2 6-year-old closet homos talking about basketball.
Do you remember that, dude?
It is.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Oh, what a fantastic athletic shot. Anyways.
What was that dude for... Cleveland commentator, maybe? Deep in the queue.
Make him cry.
Yeah,
I don't mind
bad.
That, though. I don't
deep
mind the old
in
school.
The Bradley Center.
It's so bad.
So good.
Anyway, Pau Gasol is obviously doing fantastic for them.
Stoked for him.
And they've got a new nickname. Every time he scores, they go, Pau. How do you feel about that?
Fucking so unoriginal, isn't it? It's like they're not even trying over there. It's terrible.
But I feel like they have to give every single player a nickname.
You do better
like, why
than
do you
that?
Have to give every... McBuckets. Pow!
So McBuckets is awesome.
Just on the subject of... Yeah, that is an awesome one. Yeah. Just on the subject of Pow, my brother and I were watching a Chicago game the other night, and we can't work it out, but he looks so wrong in white and red.
Dude, he looks so terrible. Wrong all the time.
No, but with Lakers, you kind of got used to the gold.
Like, you remember when he transitioned to yellow, though? Like,
yeah.
It was tough.
Nobody looks good in yellow, dude. No one.
And Pau Gasol looks good in nothing.
Yeah.
He's got some sort of chromosome
totally.
Deficiency.
The funniest looking NBA Jam face is Pau Gasol.
Yeah.
Like, he constantly looks like a European painter.
We couldn't figure it out. We're like, he's not... Is it like the high white socks, red shoes... Maybe if he was wearing like...
I don't think it's worse than the Lakers though, dude.
He's
I really
just so
don't.
Pasty, but I think it is. Like red kind of just rattles me. I don't understand.
He's a 7-foot ugly freak show with
I
shit
just think
hair.
If you threw in like maybe a black like arm sleeve or
I
you know,
be his
maybe
friend,
a
though.
Knee guard or something, it would just you know, Gibson doesn't look that bad.
He's
you know?
Not skating by on his look, so it's lucky he can play.
So maybe it's a hair.
So do you like the nickname?
Know.
Yes or no?
Terrible.
No.
Terrible. No? You don't like Pow.
No.
All right, fair enough.
And
next
it's not
one.
A nickname, it's his name.
Yeah.
If I say Wes, that's not your nickname.
Yeah. Don't dig it.
All right. Next yes or no. Has anyone watched Chris Kaman's new reality TV show?
No. Can we get it here?
We don't get the Redneck Channel here.
Oh.
Is it on Bogan Hunters or something like that? Just quietly, though, on the subject of reality TV and movies, I watched When the Garden Was Eaten.
Oh. How was it?
Amazing.
Oh, the New York.
Yeah, because Rappaport is the man.
Yeah.
He did that,
he's
right?
Brilliant.
Mm.
And he looks like Scalabrini, don't you reckon?
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's the perfect Scalabrini.
I thought it was Scalabrini for a second. I was like, Scalabrini doing this?
How
what?
Is that not happening?
Not coaching, he's doing it. And then I was like, oh, no. Nah, it's the dude out of
Deep
Blue
Sea
who got mauled by the fucking shark late. You know, real late.
Yeah.
What's
his
name again?
Michael Rappaport. How
did you get it?
It was great.
Did you download it?
It's on YouTube,
it?
Man.
Oh, what?
It's on YouTube. I was blown away.
Well... Has anyone played 2K15 yet? We are here. That's all I'm going to say. That's the trailer. We are here.
Yeah,
if I hear we
I
are.
I like that you're not alluding to the fact that you've already touched me off at 2K15 more than once.
I haven't. It's only because I got a PS4 in here.
And I don't know how to rebound. I don't know what the goal is.
Is it triangle? It's triangle.
Yeah,
triangle.
I know the button. I just can't get it right.
Yeah, okay.
It's impossible.
Right. Next yes or no. With 6 games, 8 games in, whatever, Dwayne Wade's goal is to play 82 games this season. You laughed when I said it in preseason. Do you think he's going to do it?
No. All
right. Good deal. Couple more for you, okay?
Yeah.
Is Steve Nash a dickhead for tweeting over Halloween him climbing the Arizona mountains and swinging golf balls?
He's the smartest person making $10 million this year to do what he likes.
What do you mean, swinging golf balls?
Oh, well, apparently on Twitter, after he's out for the season, he was tweeting photos of him
golfing. Golf balls off a mountain.
No, no, he went hiking over Halloween as well. So he had some little photos of him hiking in Arizona. And then next tweet, here's me golfing.
And people are giving him shit just for
Laker fans living lost life. Their shit.
Just living life.
Well, his back's so bad, he's out for an entire season.
Yeah.
Yet he can hike and golf.
Oh, no, I think that's fine. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, running marathons or anything.
So the people of LA didn't pay him $10 million. I'd be more pissed if I was Mitch Kupchak.
Yep.
He doesn't seem to care. Right, no one cares. They're trying to lose this year.
All right.
It's
only Kobe cares.
Just throwing some topics out there. Well, why don't I ask you real quickly, will OKC make the finals or make the playoffs?
At this stage, like we said, if they get to like 10 and 20 or 10 and 30 with no Durant or Westbrook, it's going to be very, very hard.
Mm.
So, man, they looked awful without those guys. I'm going to say no. And especially if you said there's a bit of tension in the game, I'm saying no.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I wouldn't be surprised. I know that's fence sitting. I think it's more likely
not in the West, man.
Well, I think it's more likely that if something happens to Portland, they can win the division with maybe a 500 record, and that'd be enough. But I think that's the only way.
Sure.
All right, let's do the last around the world.
Around the world.
Rabbit, you got another one for us?
I just got to talk about how well Golden State have started.
Oh, surprise.
Now they're calling it Steve Kerr's Warriors. Well, so get ready for that.
Whatever you want to call it, it's fucking working. I'll tell you that much.
So David Lee injured.
Well,
Draymond
I think
Green.
Firstly, you got to look at the from the top and the trade. Not trading Klay Thompson seems to have worked out well. He's just signed a max contract, $70 million, 5 years.
Paying him $70 million sure has gotten him in the mood.
Well, it's almost like, you know, no buyer's remorse in a sense because he's performing, playing out of his mind. Golden State look really well. Kerr's bringing Iggy off the bench, which
I thought
is
very... Do you
think
it's going to be that type of thing, though, with Klay Thompson, where, like, when James Harden got paid, he was just tearing it up
for Houston in
the early games. He's like, just out of his mind.
No, because he's playing his game. He hasn't changed his game. He's not being glory. He's just doing everything better. He's hitting everything. He may have taken on a bit more of a, like, I'm the man, you know, in certain instances. And Curry is, but either one of us can hurt you. Whereas before, he might have deferred to Curry a little bit. But now, man, he doesn't look afraid at all. And he's taking on everyone. He's going to the rim. He's dunking on people. He's hitting clutch threes. He's hitting everything. The chemistry is awesome. Like I said, Iggy's off the bench now, which is a pretty interesting concept. I kind of like it. I don't know if it'll stick, but it looks like Kerr's not afraid to mix it up a bit.
Yeah, it's good that Barnes is giving him a couple of different looks there and, you know, getting some rebounds and playing good defense and stuff.
He plays well with Barbosa and Livingston. They're all scorers.
Barbosa's playing really well.
Really well.
I hope he can continue that.
It's a big upgrade, I reckon. They get points with a backup point guard now, which is great.
He's stronger than Crawford.
And he's finally getting some decent minutes because he hasn't really played that much.
Well, he's been hurt a lot and he's been part of like heavy guard rotations, but he's asked to do a lot. And Livingston's like just coming back as well.
It's awesome. And I think the biggest thing, though, with Golden State, like we always said, is Bogut. When he's healthy and active, they look great. They always do. It makes Harrison Barnes play his natural game more. He's more of a stretch four, like similar to what we're talking about fours. Draymond Green was out of control the other night against the Clippers. It was awesome to see. Bogut does all those little things. It's kind of like priceless, the stuff he does. You know, you can't really... He might be like 8 and 10, but he'll have... Yep. Everyone will go, he was a man tonight. You
and
know?
Golden State definitely seemed to be wanting to play for Steve Kerr.
It's so enjoyable to watch these guys.
They
know?
Just slap the Clippers in the face.
Totally. I mean, they do have, like, you know, some weaknesses, obviously. And sometimes when the play breaks down and the first option isn't there, you know, it can be a little bit thrown together at times and they look a little lost, but... Fuck, when they're playing
well,
there's not really a better team to watch.
Thompson and Curry are scoring 53 a game between them, which is amazing.
It's insane.
And it's also, I guess that's the concern, is that if one of those guys gets in foul trouble, has an off night, then, you know, where do you go to for points? And you're looking at Draymond Green and guys like that, but everyone's stepping up.
Yeah.
And
How do you feel about Kerr getting a tech when they're up 27 against the Clippers?
It seems so out of character for him to get a tech anyway.
Yeah.
And it was just so outrageous, but... I love it.
I love it as well.
He looks like the dad in Jurassic Park 3. He looks like William H. Macy.
Yeah, totally.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of his assistant coaches or whatever just said, like, you know, you want to get your first tech pretty soon. This is a pretty good time to do it.
No, I reckon he knows.
Or,
don't give him a sniff.
Yeah, like, you know, the boys are like getting a bit lax because we're up 20. Like, let's keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
And it was because Chris Paul did a massive carry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a carry, but you know, give a fuck at that stage.
Did Steven Jackson ever get a tech?
I'm sure he did.
Steven Jackson?
Yeah.
He ran to the stands and punched someone.
No, Mark Jackson.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Did Mark Jackson ever get a tech?
I'm sure he
Surely.
Did. You got another round the world bag?
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on some of the new rules that they're trying out in the D-League and see what you think about it. One that I'm super into and I hope they bring in is like the anti-hacker shack. Have you heard? So they're trying in the D-League, doing it as they do in college. If you foul someone away from the ball, the team who gets fouled can pick any shooter to shoot one free throw and they get the ball back. And I have no idea why this hasn't been implemented already.
Yeah.
No one wants to see big guys get fouled. No. And it's not because like the argument was if your guys can't shoot free throws, that's their problem. But you should be punished for fouling away from the ball. Because you're like intentionally stopping. It's not a basketball play. It should be outlawed.
It seems like a loophole strategy or something like that the coaches tend to use when they got nothing else.
And Popovich has sort of openly admitted saying, I hate doing it, but you give us no choice.
It's effective at
times. We're trying to win games, and that's there. So hopefully they bring that in straight away. Like, I can't believe it hasn't happened already.
I agree with you.
And also, the one that I don't like is they're thinking of implementing like a coach's challenge. So once during regulation, the coach can call a timeout and like call for they're guaranteed to have the umpires have a look at something.
Yeah.
And so if they're found to be correct, they get to keep their timeout and their challenge.
Yeah.
And if they're wrong,
they
lose a timeout.
It's like a Hawkeye.
Yeah, exactly. And then the challenge is gone. You can only do it once.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like it at all.
I don't think they need any more
power. And who makes the decision on that? Like, what can they appeal? Can they appeal a foul?
It's not for like charges and things.
Yeah.
I think, someone touching it out of bounds. Maybe
replay centers for though?
Yeah, but like you can't challenge a call. Yeah. Like they don't have to look at a call if you want to challenge it.
But they kind of already do that in the NBA anyway. They kind of just like intimidate the refs into doing it half the time.
Yeah,
you see a lot of players start going like pointing at the screen or something and telling them in the last 2 minutes. Yeah. And the refs normally do it because they're like, oh, maybe if they react that way, there must be something to this. We'll go have a look. So to me, it's already there in a sense.
Honestly, like I feel I sort of feel the same way about football as well, that I'd prefer it almost if there wasn't any replays. Mm. I don't really have a problem with referees getting things wrong.
You mean league? What do you mean talking about?
No, football, like, you know, like soccer.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the game. Yeah. It adds to the legacy. Oh, bad call happened.
Drama, controversy.
It happens. You've got to rise above it.
A ref's getting a little something.
Well, that's something to take into consideration, but you got to draw the line somewhere.
I don't mind the Hawkeye aspect or all that. I just don't think the coaches should be in charge of it. It should be the ref. If all three refs can't decide on something, then they go to it. That's the only time it should be there. All right, I'm going to take the last around the world, and I just want to talk briefly about the Charlotte Hornets. Firstly, my friend doesn't like the logo very much, the new logo. He thinks it should be like the old original logo.
I kind of agree.
I agree with your friend. He sounds like he's on point.
I think the key is the colors are back, not the Bobcat colors. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely Arizona turquoise in there.
It's officially called
Arizona turquoise.
And we have a hornet on the jersey and the word Charlotte Hornets, not Bobcats. I don't think there should be any complaining at this stage of the game. I think we should be very happy about this. And I don't think the logo looks that bad. I like that the wing's a little bit blurry. Kemba Walker.
Oh, don't Al just Jefferson. Quickly glaze over that like it's fact. They should just go back to the old jerseys. The colors are less offensive. The Hornet is better. It's not as sharp and pointy.
I guarantee you during rehash or retro week or whatever they call it. Mm. What do they call it? What is it when they
throwback
wear
throwback week?
Throwback week. You'll see that and we'll all love it.
Yeah.
But I think
but bring just it back. Do it 81 more times.
Yeah. We have to move forward. We have
to I know what you're saying.
Exist in
2014. The only reason I agree with you is it would get rid of all those punk posers who wear the Charlotte Hornets original hat.
Yeah. I know you hate them.
And they would be deemed posers because
if the Seattle,
they're not keeping up and they're not true fans. That's why I agree
with you. If the Supersonics were back tomorrow, would you be that upset if their logo was slightly different? Or would you just be happy the Sonics are back?
That's a loaded question, you know. Well, are the Sonics back? Awesome. You get to their logo. You don't say...
Well, yeah, but like...
I know where you're going with it.
But the Seattle Supersonics is what's cool, and the colors are cool.
Yeah, but the Hornets was so iconic. Like, it's there's not another logo like that that people are connected to that much. What was Seattle? It was like a window, wasn't it? You know, wasn't it a cityscape in a window
cityscape.
Or some shit?
No, but I agree. And the fact that it translates.
Yeah.
You could bring that, if that was like a uniform that came out today, you'd be into it because the colors are dope. Mm. And the Hornet is like you don't need to change it.
Anyways, I just wanted to say that Stevenson, you know, he is definitely crazy. And have we officially said who we want or who we think is going to have the first crazy out?
Like legitimate
I guess it would be Tony Allen already.
Yeah, that's one, isn't it?
That's massive.
That's it.
You don't hit a cameraman. That's worse than our test elbowing Harden back in the day. Remember that? When you rang me super early in the morning and said the day you wanted is finally here. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that's
it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't, though.
Also, Charlotte Bobcats in the running for ugliest team.
Like, just ugliest,
physical humans.
Physical, yeah, well, Jefferson's Noel Oil Painting.
And they've got one of the Zellers. Yeah. Whoa,
your mate Zeller.
And there's another guy coming off the bench who...
Yeah, Lance can look like he's been like up for 3 days sometimes.
Lance looks pretty jungle. Kemba's pretty handsome though. He's pretty.
Yeah, he's literally you know, like when the team runs out, he's running out first. Mm.
Yeah,
you know, and then the rest of them straggle. But I don't know how you feel about it.
I've got them making the playoffs.
I'm still very excited about
them. I reckon they'll finish eighth or seventh.
Same
I think.
As last year.
I might have to rescind my Indiana call. I feel pretty shallow about
it. It's early days, but
Donald Sloan, bro, Donald Sloan, amazing.
Well, David West isn't playing. He's not even there. Where the fuck is David West? Anyone
injured.
Spotted him?
Not on the court with the Indiana Pacers being smart.
He's injured.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
his heart's broken.
All right, well, let's finish off with a hypothetical, and then there's only one thing to do after that, which is watch some ball.
Get high. So,
who's doing it this year?
Or this week?
Sorry.
Yeah, we're meant to have a viewer one, but it fell through.
A viewer one fell through.
Yeah.
You know what else we didn't do? Mate's best Celtic team.
And Cam, we will get to that,
Cam,
I promise.
We'll get to that. Episode.
Next offseason, we'll get to it, for sure.
I'd be hating on the Colonel. It was a good one.
No, I love the Colonel.
It was great.
Yep.
Get him to do another one.
Yep.
Yeah, another one that's sort of easier.
And maybe current.
Sure.
No, I love it. I think it's a great question.
I thought it was good.
So,
hypothetical.
My hypothetical is just, it sort of relates to open court situation. More of like, say, all of us were having like a get together and we're going to like watch some ball and get high and talk shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you had the choice of these two individuals to sit in and pick their brains and talk ball with.
Oh, wow.
Who would you pick? Greg Popovich or Jeff Van Gundy?
Oh.
Who would you rather hang out with and talk ball?
I'll go first.
Popovich. Are we talking life or ball?
Popovich.
Or everything?
Just whatever.
I'd go with Van Gundy.
I would go also with Van Gundy.
How come?
Because he's more engaging and he's pumped. Like, he doesn't feel like he owes you anything.
I really think a Popovich in front of the cameras is going to be a completely different human being than you see in the locker where the players get the experience. And if he was willing to give up his time, I think he'd be the nicest, coolest guy. Like,
yeah, I feel where you're coming from. Yeah. The only reason I think Van Gundy is, I think from a natural point of view thing, that at some stage in his life, Popovich would say, I just don't want to talk about basketball right now, thanks. Not necessarily in that moment, but sometime.
Yeah,
and
I don't think
Van Gundy would ever say that. I think he'd be...
But wouldn't it be interesting to know other things about him?
Well, no, we're talking ball. That was my question. But I said ball or life.
Yeah, but even so, you're like, oh, hey, Popovich, how's the army? Give a fuck. I'm not going to ask him about that.
Yeah, you can ask him about ball.
I don't care. Freedom, whatever.
I feel like Popovich...
I want to know what meals he eats during playoffs. Does he have a traditional meal? What is his championship meal?
What's his beard routine?
I could just do a whole segment just on food that Popovich eats during, post, and after, you know?
I would probably skip that convo and go food.
I'd love to know what his favorite drink is.
Why?
Just so I can drink it every day. Seriously.
I probably would want to hang out with Van Gundy because he's like...
Just so you guys can hate
talk?
On everything
can I finish?
Together.
Can
it's because you
finish?
Can hate. All right,
can
let's
I finish?
Hear it.
Can I finish?
So you can hate on everything together.
Not at all. I just think Popovich would have sort of a... like, he's not arrogant. He's very dry and he's quite funny. But I think he would almost be like, oh, I don't want to talk down to you guys. Like, I'm sort of up here on my basketball intelligence where Van Gundy is super endearing and wants to talk no matter what, every second. Like, I listen to podcasts with him and Zach Lowe all the time, and he's so pumped all the time just to talk basketball, no matter what. Yeah, and he'll talk to it with anyone.
They did one about
he's
a week
super
ago.
Humble. He's fucking great. I've got so much time for Van Gundy.
I don't know if there's anyone I'd rather talk ball with and sort of pick their brains about, just, you know, little tiny tidbits like players and teams and stuff
he'd
in general.
He'd have epic anecdotes about his brother, coaching stories. He'd have epic shit about, like, he took the Knicks into the playoffs.
Yeah, he sort of got decked by Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, he was in a mad brawl.
Yeah, that's when he was hanging on
the leg. He'd have so much ammo. All the shit with all the commentary stories and stuff. I think he would just be super entertaining. Mm. He's great.
All right, well, there you have it. Mm. I guess that's it for this week's podcast. If you want to subscribe to
We need the subscriptions.
We need them.
It's
we
the
need
only
them.
Way you can climb the iTunes, and we need the subscriptions,
and,
please.
We have a Facebook page. What's that, Bagman?
Facebook.com/FCP podcast.
All right, sweet.
Also have a Twitter, FCP podcast. Yeah. Please.
Please join our Facebook, where we share other people's stories. It's fantastic.
Yep.
And, that's about it. We're going to do some more. We're going to get well into it as the season continues. See you soon.